Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, an especially great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day for the idea of post-racial justice. When I say post-racial justice, there has been a great problem and a great disagreement and a great ongoing dispute in this country, which is given the fact that we have racism in our past and we have to some extent, much lesser extent, racism in our present. How do we get rid of racism in our future? And there has been a conservative conviction that has been around for a long time, which is that the way that you deal with racism is you don't practice it. In other words, this is something that was said very well by Chief Justice Roberts in a prior affirmative action case, prior to the epic decision that was made today regarding both the University of North Carolina and Harvard University. The way it is summarized by the Wall Street Journal, the Supreme Court found it unconstitutional to consider race in university admissions, eliminating the principal tool the nation's most selective schools have used to diversify their campuses. The whole idea that the most significant form of diversity is racial diversity, and this actually is the very, very core of the issue. We're a very varied country. We have all kinds of differences among our people. Are racial differences the most important differences? The ones that count most? The fact that that was true for several centuries when race could condemn you to slavery, that's a disgrace. And isn't it appropriate that we should be moving away from that notion? 1-800-955-1776. President Biden addressed the court decision today, and the votes in the two decisions, and they were held separately, one in regarding the University of North Carolina, in that one the vote was 6-3, where the new three Trump appointees, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, they voted with the other three prior, quote, conservatives on the court, constitutionalists on the court, John Roberts and Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas. That's your six-vote majority on the court. So why was the other case, the Harvard case, not 6-3, it was 6-2, because Ketanji Brown Jackson, the newest justice on the court, did what she had promised to do in her confirmation hearings, which was, because she has been a member of the Harvard Board of Overseers, and because Harvard was one of the parties in this case, she thought it was important to recuse herself, and she did. Not that her vote would have mattered. She nonetheless had issued a stinging dissent, and certainly that stinging dissent has been echoed and approved by a number of other commentators, including the President of the United States. Here is President Biden talking about his beef with the court in ending race-based affirmative action. Here's the President.
For 45 years, the United States Supreme Court has recognized a college's freedom to decide how to build diverse student bodies and to meet the responsibility of opening doors of opportunity for every single American. In case after case, including recently, just as a few years ago in 2016, the court has affirmed and reaffirmed this view that colleges could use race not as a determinant factor for admission, but as one of the factors among many in deciding who to admit from a qualified pool of applicants. Today, the court once again walked away from decades of precedent and make, as the dissent has made clear. The dissent states in today's decision, quote, rolls back decades of precedent and momentous progress, end of quote. I agree with that statement from the dissent. The court has effectively ended affirmative action in college admissions, and I strongly, strongly disagree with the court's decision.
And there are rumors today, at least it is being broadcast on the news, that in the White House they are talking about mounting some kind of executive order to counteract this case. I don't know how they will do that and allow that to stand up legally. The Supreme Court of the United States, certainly in a 6-3 vote and another 6-2 vote regarding Harvard, that it is a clear-cut, well-reasoned, direct decision. They say in the Wall Street Journal, the ruling's ramifications will likely extend far beyond universities to recast the role of racial preferences in America. Leaders of American business and public institutions warned in friend of the court briefs that a ruling against affirmative action would deprive the nation of leaders who reflect the population's racial diversity. Eliminating racial discrimination means eliminating all of it, says Chief Justice John Roberts as he wrote for the court. He was joined by Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. The student must be treated based on his or her experiences as an individual, not on the basis of race. Many universities have for too long done just the opposite, wrote the Chief Justice. But President Biden claimed that this was somehow going to interfere with the progress that he acknowledges and that everyone should acknowledge America has made on this issue of racial justice. Here is a president clip two.
We all know it. Discrimination still exists in America. Discrimination still exists in America. Discrimination still exists in America. Today's decision does not change that. It's a simple fact. If a student had to overcome adversity on their path to education, college should recognize and value that. Our nation, colleges and universities should be engines of expanding opportunity through upward mobility. But today, too often, that's not the case. Statistics, one statistic, students from the top 1% of family incomes in America are 77 times more likely to get into elite college than one from the bottom 20% of family income.
Okay, but isn't that an obvious development? And the point over here is one of the issues, and we're going to be talking about this with one of the most outstanding conservative black scholars and educational leaders, Ian Rowe. The time has come that if you want to do affirmative action, if you want to give people difficulty points so that they actually are given advantages in admissions process based upon the difficulties they had to undertake, those difficulties are not primarily about race. They're about income. They're about your parents' educational background. And the figure that the president cited is not a figure about income, certainly not in a country where the black and white wealth gap is closing and continues to close. The truth is that there have been a number of books written and a number of research papers written that show that when it comes to black people and Latino people, who are the main beneficiaries of affirmative action, they are unusually wealthy. And the idea that there are black, Asian, white, Latino people of wealth, of different racial backgrounds and different economic standards and achievement, It's a reality. We'll be right back with more on the controversy and statements from President Obama, President Trump, and more coming up.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are reactions from former presidents of the United States, Barack Obama. Michelle Obama had a particularly eloquent reaction of her own. And President Trump, the reaction that he provided is, this is a great day for America. I agree with him on that one. And then he went on, however, to say something I don't understand, but this is President Trump. He said, this is a great day for America. People with extraordinary ability and everything else necessary for success, including future greatness for our country, are finally being rewarded. The idea that they weren't rewarded previous to today. He then added, we're going to back to all merit-based, and that's the way it should be. And again, all merit-based, not taking into account some of the obstacles that people may have faced. In other words, that's, by the way, part of why universities offer scholarship programs, is to make it possible for people who otherwise couldn't afford entry into a given university to be able to attend there. And again, particularly when they talk about schools like Harvard or Yale or Princeton or any of the schools that are generally thought of as among the most elite in the country, those are also the schools with some of the most generous scholarship programs. And I was, when I went back for my Yale reunion, and they were very proudly announcing, and this is just a couple of years ago, they were very proudly announcing the Peter Salovey, the president of the university, announced that over 80% of the people who were graduating from Yale were graduating without student debt. And the average student debt for the 18% who did have student debt, the average debt was $12,000. It was much less than you would expect for a university like that with tremendously high tuition. But again, the generosity and the desire to try to equal past inequities can easily be shown with people actually standing forward and recognizing some of the difficulties based on class. There's nothing in the 14th Amendment that is understood to ban the consideration of giving special advantages to poor people. That's fine. But to give those advantages based upon race, to say that we are going to prefer wealthy black people to impoverished white people, and there are plenty of impoverished white people, is just the wrong idea. It's Tim Scott nailed this today, and this is a good day for Tim Scott, whose presidential campaign has been a little bit on the quiet side, but I continue to believe that he will be one of the contenders with real staying power in the Republican side. This is the way that the only black Republican in the U.S. Senate, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, reacted to the decision today. It's clip 5.
This is a good day for America, honestly. This is a day where we understand that being judged by the content of our character, not the color of our skin, is what our Constitution wants. We are continuing to work on forming this more perfect union. Today is better than yesterday. This year better than last year. This decade better than last decade. The progress that we're seeing in this nation is palpable. That's good news for every single corridor of this nation, and one that we should celebrate. I thank God Almighty that America continues to work towards that concept of a more perfect union.
Okay, this is, of course, quoting the words of Lincoln and the phrase of Lincoln, and God bless him for that clarity. There's also a remarkable concurring opinion. In other words, sometimes a judge, when he has something to say, can vote along with a majority and say, not only do I agree with what the Chief Justice, John Roberts, has written in the part of the majority, I have something to say on my own, and that was the case with Clarence Thomas. And his concurring opinion is remarkably powerful and I think very relevant as one of the two black justices on the Supreme Court. While I am painfully aware of the social and economic ravages which have befallen my race, writes Justice Thomas, and all who suffer discrimination, I hold out enduring hope that this country will live up to its principles so clearly enunciated in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States, that all men are created equal, are equal citizens, and must be treated equally before the war, before the law, pardon me. And Thomas was particularly critical of the dissent that was filed by Ketanji Brown Jackson in the North Carolina case. And he wrote that his colleague, Justice Jackson's race-infused worldview, falls flat at each step. Individuals are the sum of their unique experiences, challenges, and accomplishment. What matters is not the barriers they face, but how they choose to confront them. And their race is not to blame for everything, good or bad, that happens in their lives. A contrary, myopic worldview based on individual skin color to the total exclusion of their personal choices is nothing short of racial determinism. And Justice Thomas went on to say that after siloing us all into racial castes and pitting those castes against each other, the dissent, meaning what was written by Justice Jackson, the dissent somehow believes that we will be able at some undefined point to march forward together into some utopian vision. Social movements that invoke these sorts of rallying cries historically have ended disastrously. In other words, what Justice Thomas is emphasizing is what we were talking about moments ago, that the core issue here that the court has decided today is that we need to perfect our union to have race less important, not more important. The idea that race should be the most important dividing line in the country? Wrong. There's also rich and poor. And what about the wealth of our nation? We'll talk to economist Peter Coy coming up about a coming recession, or is it a rich session?
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden says he strongly disagrees with today's Supreme Court ruling that strikes down affirmative action. It means colleges and universities may no longer use race as a factor in their admissions policies. Republicans are praising the decision, but Florida Governor Ron DeSantis took a swipe at Donald Trump, posting an 8-year-old clip in which Trump said he was fine with affirmative action. A Trump statement today praises the ruling. Another hot, smoky day around the USA. Another day for big-time delays at airports. More than 3,000 canceled or delayed flights, according to FlightAware. 23 states are under air quality alerts today as Canadian wildfire smoke creates that big blanket. And the big heat dome that's been over Texas for a week is expected to shift east, bringing its hideous heat indexes to the deep south. Might be some relief thanks to thunderstorms from Oklahoma to the eastern seaboard. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a piece in the Associated Press that says the warnings have been sounded for more than a year. A recession is going to hit the U.S. if not this quarter, then by next quarter, or maybe the quarter after that, or maybe next year. So is a recession still in sight? And they say at Associated Press, maybe not at all. And that's also the opinion of Peter Coy, who writes about economics, has been writing about business and finance for more than 40 years. He is also a chief economic writer for the opinion section of the New York Times. Peter, good day on the markets today. I think we're up another 200 points, some more good economic news. Does this mean that that recession that just seemed to be just over the horizon may not be as imminent as people feared?
Well, I have to admit that I've been a pessimist. I actually have been predicting a recession. And I would love to be proven wrong. And lately, there has been a lot of evidence saying that I am wrong. Today, we had a revision on the GDP growth for the first quarter, up to 2%, up from 1.3%. It came in well above expectations. That's a latest sign that the economy, at least through the first quarter, was still surprisingly durable. I'm not willing to call off the recession watch because there's still so many reasons to, so much evidence that there still could be a downturn. And, you know, for example, there's this thing called the leading economic indicators, which is a bundle of all these different indicators that collectively tend to predict what the economy is going to do. They've been down like month after month for like 13 months or something like that. The latest news we had was about pending home sales. You know, the home sales are a very sensitive indicator for the economy. Pending home sales down 2.7% in May, third month in a row of declining pending home sales.
That's because of the high interest rates, largely, isn't it?
Exactly. That's the high interest rates. And another element is you might have heard about the yield curve. That's the difference between long-term rates and short-term rates. Usually long-term rates are higher than short-term rates, but lately it's been the other way around. Short-term rates are higher than long-term rates, and when you see that, that's also a pretty reliable indicator of recession. So I hate to just throw away all of these reliable indicators just because the economy has remained stronger than a lot of people expected. I would still say let's not get too confident that we're out of the woods here.
Well, part of this relates to President Biden and his big speech yesterday in Chicago, where he was talking about Bidenomics and actually using that phrase. And given the fact that the great majority of the American people, according to all the polling, think he's done a terrible job with the economy, is he going to have some success in the next couple of months, maybe persuading people that things are not as bad in the economy as we had assumed?
Well, that's going to be tough for him because, to me, the economy is still in pretty good shape. I mean, we have very low unemployment, you know, near 50-year lows. The inflation rate has come down. So here you heard me sounding pretty pessimistic about what's coming next. But I'd say the current conditions are pretty good. So the point is that if Biden has negative sentiments from the public about today, imagine how much worse they'll be if the economy does turn downward.
Well, and again, if that happens, and recessions happen, I mean, they're part of, they're built into the fabric. Given your pessimistic view, when is the next major recession to be expected? And the big question politically, of course, is will that come before or after November of 2024?
Yeah, ironically, if there were to be a recession, Biden would have wanted it to happen like right now so that we'd be out of it by the time we're deep into the campaign season. And the longer it takes for this recession to hit, if there is one, actually the worse it would be for him.
Sure.
I can imagine it happening late this year, early 2024. Or not. It could be wrong, but that's kind of the way a lot of the indicators are pointing.
Well, it's not going to be quite the Bush situation where John McCain, you feel sorry for him, he was the Republican nominee, and the financial disaster hit in September, right? Just a couple of weeks before the election. And pretty difficult to talk to people about anything else when you have major banks and investments that are just going out of business.
Right.
That's not likely to have the same kind of timing that the Republicans faced in 2008, is it?
Very few people are predicting a real crash the way we had in 2008. They're mostly predicting a fairly mild recession. But, you know, the banks, we had several big banks go out of business earlier this year, and the financial issues that the banks faced then are still very much with us now. You tend to get a severe downturn when a garden variety recession turns into sort of a financial crisis. Definitely not predicting that, but there could be still more stress ahead on the banking system.
People use this term, and I know you've alluded to it, rich session, meaning that the places they've had big losses of jobs have been pretty high-end jobs in places like Amazon and Microsoft and some of the big tech companies. And that means that the people who are losing jobs are more financially set up to deal with that kind of hardship than the massive loss of jobs if it were striking the lower middle class, say. That's a more of a disaster, no?
I definitely agree that upper income people can get through. It's not good for anyone, but they're more likely to have a cushion of savings that they can get by on until they manage to get employed again. And in general, it tends to be easier for people of high incomes to land new jobs, very often because they have skills that are in demand.
Peter, if you were to recommend some change in policy or emphasis to President Biden to help avert a recession, whether it's a major, minor, or a rich session, what would you tell him?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a really good question. I think confidence is always key to recession, to avoiding recessions, getting out of them. And I think he's probably doing what has to be done. Like, it's you pointed to a very, very important piece of data, which is the pessimism that people feel about the economy. A lot of people think we're in a recession right now. Anything he could do to explain that that's not the case, that in fact unemployment is unusually low, not unusually high, might help him. The problem is he faces is that he doesn't want to come across as being insensitive to the have. So how do you manage to say happy talk about the economy when people, that'll just make people angrier? It's a tricky problem.
And especially with the Fed still trying to deal with the inflation problem. All of this, you can read the latest from Peter Coy. It's a piece called The Many Minds Behind Biden's Biggest Economic Idea. What's his biggest economic idea? It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Peter, happy 4th of July to you coming up. And thank you for your insight and for your tempered pessimism. We'll be right back on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. This is Michael Medved, and when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food, that can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and still win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. Plus a free bottle of my Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is mention my name, Medved. Or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Medved.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All across America, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, breaking news on a dramatic story with maybe a surprising result. One of the most horrifying school shootings ever, one of the most horrifying mass shootings ever, was the mass shooting at Parkland, Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. That took place in February of 2018. State prosecutors had accused Scott Peterson, who was a school resource officer. He had actually been a school resource officer for 28 years. He's 60 years old now. In any event, they accused Scott Peterson of ignoring his training and doing nothing. 17 people, including 14 students, were gunned down by Nicholas Cruz, remember, who clearly was a danger to himself and others and should have had some action against him to make sure that he was nowhere near a school and nowhere near firearms, but leave that aside for a moment. 14 students gunned down at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School in what became the deadliest U.S. high school shooting ever. The state prosecutors got him indicted on counts of felony child neglect, three counts of culpable negligence, and one count of perjury. He was just acquitted on everything. Everything. And what's remarkable about that is, you understand, an acquittal is very different from a mistrial, from a hung jury. This is where there's unanimity on the part of all 12 people on the jury. The guy's innocent and does not deserve to go to prison for a long, long time. Scott Peterson, who's 60, took off his glasses and sobbed as the judge read off the verdict, finding him not guilty of seven counts of felony child neglect, three counts of culpable negligence, and one count of perjury. And his attorney had been arguing that the then Broward Sheriff's Office deputy didn't enter the building under attack because he couldn't tell where the shots were coming from. In any event, the final sentencing, which I believe there is still a death sentence pending for Nicholas Cruz, who was the shooter in that horrible, horrible crime. Okay, speaking of horrible, horrible crimes, Joe Biden is, I think, particularly uninspiring and the opposite of uninspiring today in terms of his response to the Supreme Court decision, which is going to be the big news in history. I mean, that almost anything else that's going to happen today is not as big as this. And one of the things that very few people have mentioned, at least immediately, but when you're putting it in perspective, Finley Peter Dunne, who was a humorist at the turn of the 20th century, in the 1890s or early 1900s, he used to say that the Supreme Court is above politics, but they read the voting returns. And the idea that this decision comes as such a surprise, when every chance Americans have had to vote on this, people vote against giving people disparate treatment based on their skin color or based upon their ethnicity. Giving people a different treatment for college admissions based upon the advantages they've had, okay. And again, people are talking about implementing that. They've tried to do that. One of the ways that they dealt with this at the University of Texas was they basically said no matter what high school you went to, whether you went to a very competitive high school or a struggling high school or an inner city school, people who graduated in the top 10% of high school would get into the University of Texas. That's for Texas high schools and in-state students, and that's worked out reasonably well. And not applying a different standard based on white people have to do this and black people have to do this and Asian people, my goodness, to get into school as an Asian applicant, you have to have much higher test scores and much higher grades, which seems terribly unfair. But it also is unfair that that President Biden responded when he was talking about the decision today, when he responded like this. This is clip 13.
We cannot let this decision be the last word. I want to emphasize, we cannot let this decision be the last word. While the court can render a decision, it cannot change what America stands for. America is an idea unique in the world, an idea of hope, an opportunity, of possibilities, of giving everyone a fair shot, of leaving no one behind. We've never fully lived up to it, but we've never walked away from it either.
Okay, giving everybody a fair shot? Part of the argument on this case is that Asian people, Asian students, have not been getting a fair shot, not anything close to it. And there's an Asian American who's a member of Students for Fair Admissions, which is one of the organizations that brought these cases before the court, named Calvin Yang. And he spoke out after finding out that Students for Fair Admissions and the Asian students who were concerned about being the victims of discrimination, of disparate treatment, based only because of their ethnic background, their skin color, their the shape of their eyes, whatever you want to talk about. I mean, the idea that simply because your parents came here as immigrants, you have to do better than white people in order to get in. You have to do better than black people who may have been native-born. This is what Calvin Yang had to say, 22.
Today's decision has started a new chapter and the saga of the history of Asian Americans in this country. It marks the promise of a new beginning, a resurgence of the principles of the American dream, and a return to the egalitarian principles for all in this shining city on a hill.
And I think that is true. And Mike Pence, who you may have noticed, is running for president. He actually is running third in most of the polling for the Republican nomination. He is in Ukraine right now, and he commented on the SCOTUS ruling by the Supreme Court ruling on affirmative action. This is clip 11.
Well, I'm grateful to see the conservative majority that we have built on the Supreme Court of the United States bring an end to most of affirmative action. Look, we want to live in a colorblind society, and I will tell you, there may have been a time 50 years ago when we needed to affirmatively take steps to correct long-term racial bias in institutions of higher education. But I can tell you, as the father of three college graduates, those days are long over. And I'm grateful today that the Supreme Court took us one step back to that America that will judge every man and woman on the content of their character and on their own achievement, and leave race out of the consideration of admissions to higher education.
That's Vice President Pence. In terms of that idea of Asian students being treated more harshly, there is a graph that was put together by Students for Fair Admissions, and it's based upon data from Harvard. And in terms of admission rates to Harvard, if you are in the highest academic percentile, the top 10, if you're white, you have a 15% chance of getting admitted. If you're Asian, you only have a 13% chance of getting admitted. But people with the same identical test scores and grades, if they're African American, 56% chance. So you're giving three times the chance, the preference, in admission. That's going to change. How? We'll speak about that with Ian Rowe, educational leader and expert, coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.